We live in difficult times at the moment. You as citizens are being asked to pick between two noble men, William, Duke of Normandy, and Harold Godwinson, Earl of Essex. But have any of you thought that there might be another option? Have you? Well, I'm here to tell you that there is. I, Harald Hardrada, King of Norway, am opening another option, a new option. I may not be English, nor did the late King Edward make any promises to me, but what I do have is an army willing to fight to protect your women and children from foreign threats, an army that can beat both the forces of these men put together. You, as men, are being told that you must fight. Harald Godwinson doesn't care if the harvest needs to be brought in. He doesn't care that without you at home, there will be no one to put food on the table. And it is likely that your wives and children are at home now, starving because of him. Nor will I be harsh on you like William, Duke of Normandy, who once stripped the skin of men still alive. I am a fair king with fair taxes. I will use the money only to protect this great country. I will not ask your men to fight if you are not willing to, for I already have an army of my own, an army stronger than any the world has ever seen. Although some of you may not know it, us Vikings once ruled the green slopes of England successfully. We are more English, really, than your king at the moment. I, like my ancestors, were born to rule this country, and with your help I can. I know it is in your nature to help your king own him, but think about it, how much better you'd be with me as king. You would never have to worry about invaders ever again. Your women and children would be safe, and there will never be cause for something like this to happen again. I know that you as people have probably heard from your king that I am a cruel man and that I have a certain nickname, but it's all lies. He only tells you this because he wants to give you a reason to drive me and my men out of England. But it is a lie, and he tells you so because there is no real reason why the Vikings shouldn't be king. So think about this before you pick the same leader. Just try us, and we promise we won't let you down.